It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Congresswoman Diana DeGette was among the House Democrats making their case Thursday for convicting Donald Trump of inciting the attack on the U.S. Capitol last month. She talked about how rioters came to the Capitol because Trump wanted them there, and she said the attack has encouraged domestic extremist groups.
Because President Trump told them repeatedly that their insurrectionist activities were the pinnacle of patriotism. Well, let today be the day that we reclaim the definition of patriotism.
Trump's lawyers begin their defense today. Our live impeachment coverage begins this morning at 10. 600 state and local officials are asking Congress for direct federal aid to states, cities, and counties. CPR's Betta Berkland has more.
Colorado Speaker of the House and State Treasurer were among those who signed on to the letter. It says local and state governments are in desperate need of more federal COVID relief funding. The group is asking for immediate relief and says it's critical to blunt the economic impacts of the pandemic. Congress is still negotiating the details of the next stimulus bill. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Extreme cold is setting in along the Front Range this weekend. On Sunday, the forecast high for Denver is 9 degrees. For those who are unhoused, this weekend will be especially difficult. The Denver Rescue Mission is offering indoor shelter and taking precautions for the pandemic. The Rescue Mission's Nicole Cheddar.
We're screening people as they come in, taking their temperatures, making sure everyone's wearing a mask. And if they don't have a mask, we're providing one for them.
Earlier this week, Governor Polis denied the city of Denver's request to prioritize unhoused people for a COVID-19 vaccine. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.